Chapter 11. Jedi Saw raced across the plaza before the Senate building. He had to get away from the broad open space and had to do so fast before the inevitable stream of security airspeeders launched to follow him. He couldn't keep up that force-boosted running speed for the entire distance. He slowed to a rate that was merely that of a championship runner. Ahead was the security station that screened all pedestrians and speeders entering the plaza from that direction. The agents in it would just now be receiving the alert. He raced past, ignoring the cries of the helmeted workers. The station's automated defenses, designed to detect and bring down vehicles coming in from the other direction, could not impede him as he passed by. Now he was on the street beyond, a street thick with pedestrians. It would take him a mere second to shuck his cloak, perhaps grab a gaudy tunic from a passerby, making himself visually distinct from the image he'd presented to the Senate building holocams. He almost gasped in relief. Ahead of him, departing from a hired airspeeder and awkwardly handing cred coins to the driver, was Master Silgall. She would know what to do. It was not her. In the seconds it had taken him to cross most of the 30 meters separating them, Saar realized that the Mon Calamari female he was facing, for all that she was identical in garb and appearance to Master Silgall, was not Silgall. He stopped. He heard a snap hiss and realized that he had ignited his lightsaber without meaning to. Its blue-black blade glowed as it stretched like a teacher's pointing tool. Pedestrians exclaimed, changed direction, drew away from the two Jedi. The driver of the hired speeder hit his thrusters and sped away, scattering Silgall's cred coins. They clattered to the permacrete pavement and rolled in all directions. The Mon Cal Jedi looked steadily at Saar.
Jedi Saar, I suspect I know what you're experiencing.
What have you done with Master Silgall?
The false Silgall blinked at him, each eye blinking separately as she considered her answer. Finally, she nodded, as if coming to a decision.
I know how this conversation progresses. There is no point to it. You cannot be reasoned with.
She reached for her lightsaber, drew it forth, ignited it. Saar leapt toward her. Their blades came together in a spectacular clash of sparks and pop-zap noises. Those few people surrounding the scene, who had not already drawn back, did so now, in a hurry. A moment later, the hum of the lightsabers was drowned out by the sirens of oncoming official vehicles. Saar threw a quick series of blows intended to draw his larger, clumsier opponent into an ever more extravagant series of blocks. The last ones pulling her out of line or off balance. But she wasn't clumsier. She fought like a Jedi Master, lightning fast, anticipating every attack, not being fooled by feints. He backflipped to put a few meters distance between them, but when he was upside down and facing away from the false Silgall, he felt a pulse of force energy from her direction. He was hurtled forward into the granite facing the closest building. With his own use of the force, he tried to slow his rate, to soften the impact, but to no avail. He hammered into the building edifice. The last thing he saw was the street pavement above his head sliding down to meet him.